Hi, everyone, and welcome to Northwestern Mutual's Ask the Financial Expert series. With more than 80 years of combined investment experience, we welcome our experts, Ron Jolson, Northwestern Mutual's Chief Investment Officer, Mark McLennan, Vice President of Investment Product Development, and Brent Schutte, Chief Investment Strategist for Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company. Thank you for joining us, and now let's hand it off to our experts.
Hello, welcome back. This is Mark McLennan. I'm here with Ron Jolson and Brent Schutte for Ask the Financial Expert. Ron, Brent, good to see you.
Nice to be here.
You know, it's been an interesting few weeks with the new year. Been a lot of things happening, but a lot of people are looking at the stock market and kind of wondering what's going on, looking at some other things, GDP, what's going on overseas. So, Ron, can you give us a little reaction just to the start of the year?
Sure. And it was quite an exciting start. Exciting, maybe not in a good way. But yes, we had quite a couple of weeks of consternation. There was concern coming out of China, also concerns in the oil and gas industry relating to low oil prices, and just a general belief that perhaps the global economy was not as good as people were thinking. And I think there was a great overreaction, frankly, to some of the things that were going on. And I think it's worth reminding people that we have had many of these kinds of things before. If you go back 40 years, you know, we've had at least 20 times or so where we've had major market moves like this. And if you go back and look at the numbers, 16 of those times, a year later, the equity markets were actually higher. And the times when they weren't higher, there was usually a recession or a problem with the accounting scandals in Enron and WorldCom. There were specific reasons why they weren't. So these markets react very quickly to some of these events. And I think, unfortunately, it tends to be an overreaction. And it may reflect the fact that investors are nervous. They've seen multiples at fairly high levels. And so perhaps they're looking for bad news to react to. That's a possibility. But I do think overreaction was the case this particular period of time.
Okay. And nervousness in the markets usually is expressed in terms of volatility. So, Brent, last time you mentioned there's probably some volatility to come, and it looks like we saw a little bit of that. So could you comment a bit on that?
Sure. I guess the technical term that we've been using to kind of describe the market over the past 3-4 months is that we expected a back and forth. And certainly, as Ron mentioned, we've had the back, now we look forward to the fourth. You know, I've heard a lot about Mike Tyson's quotes in the past few weeks, the great thinker Mike Tyson, that is. And I believe it goes something like this: everyone has a plan until they get hit. And what we find in investing is too often people don't have a plan. And that's the real cause of the volatility and their overreaction to different markets. And so my comments last month were kind of meant to ready investors for what we believe was coming, because what we saw over the past few weeks is not historically abnormal. And so I mentioned the Federal Reserve last time. And if you look back to 1994, I guess, the mid-1990s, the Fed raised rates and the market fell 9% in the aftermath. 2004, the Fed raised rates, the market fell 5 to 7% three separate times. And so I wanted to put some of those in context. And I guess the thing that kind of glued those together was that eventually the economy did not fall into recession. The economy did well, even though the narrative was much like it is now. The Fed was doing something wrong. And eventually when the economy moved higher, it took the markets with it. And we continue to believe that this time will be similar. We think a recession remains a low probability. And even if there were a recession, we believe it would likely be relatively minor. And the big reason is because in the U.S., in order to have a recession, you have to do something to the consumer usually, or you have to do something to the banks. And the reason why 2008 was so big was because you did something to both. And so they both got torpedoed pretty hard, and that caused a deep recession. Right now, if you look at the fundamentals, the consumer is doing just fine. Their balance sheets are recovered. They're getting wage increases, and they're actually saving some of the oil is not such a bad thing. If you look at the banks are doing just fine also. A big part of what happened after 2008 was regulation to make the banks more resilient to shocks to the economy. And so maybe that's harmed some of our growth, but it certainly made them more resilient to future shocks. I should note that oil, which is a topic of conversation, is about 2% of the total loans outstanding at two of the biggest banks in this country. So definitely something that we can handle. And so I guess to kind of sum it up for what it means to investors, we think you should look through the shorter-term volatility. We think you should continue to diversify your portfolio and not make the big mistake, which a lot of investors do, which is move out of the asset classes that did poorly over the past few years. I want to remind people that diversification, the goal of it is to not get all the upside, but then not to also get all the downside. So while you may not have gotten all the upside over the past few years while the market, you know, went much higher, the goal of diversification would be to have it now so that you don't get all the downside. And ultimately, we believe longer term to intermediate term, the rewards are still out there for stock market investors.
And that diversification, of course, helps you avoid the overreaction we were talking about. And I think, Brent, your comments are also totally in line with the GDP report that just came out, because the overall headline, which was, I guess, GDP in 2015, 2.4% is roughly the same as 2014, and the last quarter coming in at a 0.7. But the reason I say it's consistent with what you were commenting on is because the consumer was the bright spot in this report. After-tax income was, in fact, up 3.5%, which I believe is the most since 2006 or something close to that. Consumer confidence held up. And you know that we had the positive effects of oil. Oil fell 13% in the fourth quarter, and the consumer was starting to spend and willing to take some of those dollars and use them. We saw it in home building. We saw it in autos. So we continue to see those positive spots in a consumer who, by the way, generates about 20% of global GDP. The U.S. consumer does. So very important. Now, having said that, there are issues that are out there. There is weak global demand. Low oil prices are also hurting the oil industry, obviously. Businesses reduced their investment by nearly 2% annualized in the fourth quarter. Corporate spending was down. Oil and gas industry itself spending was down almost 35%. So the strong dollar, trade gap, all of those things are things that we've got to keep an eye on. But I just think we need to be careful not to overreact, because there are those spots in the economy that are looking good.
Okay, thanks. That was some great information. Hopefully people will take that and they won't overreact the next time they hear some item in the news. So thank you, Ron. Thank you, Brent. And we'll talk with you next time.
Northwestern Mutual is the marketing name for the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. NM, Life and Disability Insurance, Annuities, and its subsidiaries. Northwestern Mutual Investment Services, LLC, Securities, subsidiary of NM, broker-dealer, registered investment advisor, member of FINRA and SIPC. Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company, NMWMC, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, fiduciary and fee-based financial planning services, subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual and Federal Savings Bank. The opinions expressed are those of Northwestern Mutual as of the date stated on this recording and are subject to change. There is no guarantee that the forecast made will come to pass. This material does not constitute investment advice and is not intended as an endorsement of any specific investment or security. Information and opinions are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources. All investments carry some level of risk, including the potential loss of principal invested. Indexes and/or benchmarks are unmanaged and cannot be invested in directly. Returns represent past performance, are not a guarantee of future performance, and are not indicative of any specific investment. Diversification and strategic asset allocation do not assure profit or protect against loss. Although stocks have historically outperformed bonds, they also have historically been more volatile. Investors should carefully consider their ability to invest during volatile periods in the market. Commodity prices fluctuate more than other asset prices, with the potential for large losses, and may be affected by numerous factors such as market, regulatory, weather, political, economic, and competition. Investments can be made directly in physical assets or commodity-linked derivative instruments. With fixed income securities such as bonds, interest rates and bond prices tend to move in opposite directions. When interest rates fall, bond prices typically rise, and conversely, when interest rates rise, bond prices typically fall. Bond and bond fund investors should carefully consider risks such as interest rate risk, credit risk, liquidity risk, and inflation risk before investing in a particular bond or bond fund.